Sechtes Vachim, Daf Kufir Gimel, 5 lines from the top of Daf Kufir Gimel Amin Aleph, and we just learned a very long Mishnah that began at the bottom of Daf Kufir Beis Amin Aleph, and the Mishnah stated, Baruch Chata Shesar V'chutz Megita V'chein Sar Mishtaleach Shehikru B'chutz Patar Shenema V'al Pesach HaOmoyed Lo Yaviyu, and we learn now, Kol She'in Rei Lov V'al Pesach HaOmoyed Ein Chayavin Lov, and Ayin Rashi in the Mishnah, who states, Sheshachta Chutz Megita Gassinon, that instead of being Gerus, Baruch Chata Shesar V'chutz Megita, he is Gerus Sheshachta Chutz Megita. And that would be the mashmois of the Gemara we're about to learn. However, Ayin and Tesis at the bottom of Daf Kufi Beis Amin Aleph, who states, "V'reis Svarim Gasin and Shesarfa V'chem B'Masechtas Para T'nan Sarfa Chutz L'Gita Psula V'hu Adin B'Shchita." And certainly, this din would apply to Shchita. The Ein Chiyuv Chutz Loi B'Shchita V'Loi Ba'Allah K'Nemuchach B'Gemara. However, V'Ikur Gad Nisakin L'Streifa Shukein Guma K'Depirish Ba'Arich V'Sarfa De'Sasham V'Is V'Nafara. And that's why Mishnah stated Shesarfa Chutz M'Gita, even though the same din would apply if you shechted outside its normal spot. And Ayin Apirish Mishnais Rambam, who explains that Paras Chatas refers to the Paraduma, and it's referred to as the Paras Chatas, as the Pasuk in Pashas Chukas states, Chatas he. And the Rambam explains, Vedina shetisarif al eitzim sturim ke'in gat b'mokim shehid nishchetas b'har mishcha, v'imsarif v'mechutz lo eisem mokim arayz epsula, v'yachas eisem mokim l'shifasa k'yachas hazor l'kabonais. And since we see that it's actually psul, if you don't burn it in a specific spot, so one may think that it has a din like Shchita in Dazara, and Bahaya Oila Adash, Shem Sarfa Shlovim Kaimo Yechayev, Kamisha Hikra Bechutz, Lefika Chashmienu, Shaina Dovakain, Lefisha Nema, Vel Pesach Elmoyed. Our Gemara now begins, My Chutz Megita, that what does the Mishnah mean when it stated that you shechted or you burnt it outside its proper place and outside its pit? The Gemara brings Machlekes between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Echron, as Omer Reish Lakish, Chutz Mimokam Abadakla, as Reish Lakish states that this refers to being burnt outside a spot that was already inspected. As Rashi explained, as we know for certain that there is no hidden kvarim underneath this area, and therefore the par will not become tame. And Amalei Rabbi Yechran, however, Rabbi Yechran argues in Reish Lakish, he states that the entire Eretz Yisrael is considered as if it was already inspected, and we're not choshesh for tuma, and therefore that can't be pshat in our Mishnah, and therefore Elam Rabbi Yechran can go in sheshachta luftim nechayim zishlayim. And the Mishnah is discussing a case with someone shechted the paraduma or burnt the paraduma inside the walls of Yerushalayim, and the shechita and the sreifa of the paraduma has to be outside of the walls of Yerushalayim. The Gemara is v'lukma kagoyin sheshachta chutz l'chaima shalei keneged haPesach. The why Rabbi Yechon have to give a scenario where you shechted it inside the walls of Yerushalayim if he could have given a scenario where you shechted it outside of the walls of Yerushalayim? However, you didn't shecht it in a place which was corresponding to the doorways to Yerushalayim and the doorway of the Azara. As we know, the pasuk in Pashas Chukas b'negei Azor of the koyin of the paraduma, the pasuk states v'loka chalaza koyin midama be'etzpoi v'hiz el nechach pnei aromayim midama sheva pa'amim, and the Azor has to be done in a place which is corresponding to the doorway of the heichal, the doorway of the aromayid, the omer of Adaba Hava, and as Rav Adaba Hava taught us, shachta shloi k'neged haPesach psula. And not only does this didn't reply b'negei Azor, but it also applies b'negei Shchita, and if someone shechts the paraduma shloi k'neged haPesach, then it would be possible. And this is based on the hekesh between Shchita and Azar. And as we saw, the pasuk in Pashas Chukas already told us, and therefore we see that Azar has to be done. The previous pasuk stated, and therefore we see there's a hekesh between Shchita and Azar. Therefore we learn, that just like the Azar has to be Shchita has to be done Nechach Pnei Omeid as well, and this works out according to the Gersa of Rashi that was Gersa in our Mishnah Paras Chata Sheshachta. However, Ayin and Taisis Diva Masach Shenema B'Shachar V'Hiza, that Taisis brings down Yesh Svarim Degasi V'Sar V'Hiza V'Chei Mashama Min Maisei Lom Plutat Rabbi Yechir Rabbi Isha. And of course, according to the Gersa of our Mishnah and the Gersa that we saw in Taisis that he was Gersa Paras Chata Sheshachar, then certainly this would seem to be a better Gersa. However, Ayin and Taisis states to me Afilo Gasin Hacha V'Shachar V'Hiza Nicha De Mashmoi Di Mak. Not only would Shchita have to be Nechach Pnei Omeid, but the Sreifa would also have to be Nechach Pnei Omeid, as we also have a hekesh between Hazar and Sreifa, as after Pasuk Dalet, which speaks about Hazar, so Pasuk Hay speaks about Sreifa, and the Pasuk states, V'sarif ha-sapar v'le'ino, v'sar v'sar v'sdomal p'ershir yisraif. The Gemara now continues, V'chitem v'dloy makesh, and if you will say that Rabbi Yechon doesn't agree to this hekesh, and Rabbi Yechon doesn't require Shchita or Sreifa to be done k'neged ha-pesach, and that's that's where Rabbi Yechanan specifically explained that a Mishnah is talking about a case sheshachter lufnim milchaimis yushlayim. However, the Gemara will bring two rayos that Rabbi Yechanan holds on the hekesh, and we will learn the parentheses, and some are not gerus these parentheses. But the Gemara states for itma, but we learned shachter shloik negar pesach. Rabbi Yechanan am psula b'shachar behiza, and therefore we see clearly Rabbi Yechanan holds of the hekesh. Rish Lakish am kshira. However, Rish Lakish says that it would be kosher. B'negei shchita, the pasuk clearly states b'hoitzi oisel mechutz l'machna, and it doesn't state anything about a nechuk pnei amayid, and therefore the Torah is telling us not to learn this hekesh. And even though clearly we see the Rish Lakish doesn't learn this hekesh, but Rabbi Yechanan clearly learns this hekesh, and the Gemara continues with another raya of itmanami sarf shloik negar pesach. Rabbi Yechanan psula, Rabbi Oishia am kshira, and the Gemara explains machlekes between Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Oishia. Rabbi Yechanan psula v'sar v'hiza, as he has a hekesh between Sreifa and Hazar, and as we already mentioned, Rabbi Ishi Amakshira, Al Pershi Yisraif, that since the Pasuk states, B'negei Sreifa, Al Pershi Yisraif, which really means that you'll burn the Parah together with its waste. However, Rabbi Ishi dashens the word Persha as a lotion of separation, and he dashens that the Pasuk is teaching us, Makam Shepereshis Lamisa, Shamtei Sreifasa, and as Rashi explains, that even though certainly Rabbi Ishi agrees that the requirement for Hazar to be done, and even if we would have a hekesh between Shechita and Hazar, and Shechita would also have to be done on Lechach Pnei Amoed. However, even though the Shechita has to be done on Lechach Pnei Amoed, however, the actual death of the Parah would happen a few seconds later, and that would not necessarily be on Lechach Pnei Amoed. And as Rashi explains, Mokim Shenafshi Yitza, Begumar Pichusa, will Yitzias Nafshali Kavala Kosar Mokim, and therefore Sreifa also doesn't have to be on Lechach Pnei Amoed. Clearly, we see that Rabbi Yechanan holds on this Hekesh, and therefore the Gemara's question is still valid, as why didn't Rabbi Yechanan explain that the Mishnah is talking about a case going to shachta chutzal chaimish like negar pesach? And keep in mind that by the fact that we saw that Taisa stated yesh svarim degasi v'sar v'hiza v'chim mashmam and maisalom and plukt Rabbi Yechanan Rabbi Isha, so clearly Taisa was not curious the first part of the Gemara, and was not curious that the Gemara brought down a machlekes between Rabbi Yechanan and Shlokish, as otherwise he would not have this raya ayin shum. And the Gemara now responds amri that loy mi boi kamar that in the chenami Rabbi Yechanan could have brought either of these explanations for the Mishnah. However, Rabbi Yechanan was actually giving his teretz based on the concept of loymi boi, that loymi boi chutz l'chaimah d'rechuki rachka, and Rabbi Yechanan meant to say certainly the Mishnah could be talking about a case where someone burnt the paraduma outside of the azara shaloi k'neged pesach. Since it's outside of the azara, the rechuki rachka, and it's so far away from the kodesh, so therefore it made sense that it would be pasul el afilu from the chaimah d'kuvei karva ve'imut eskasher kamash blan. But Rabbi Yechanan is teaching us, and one may have thought that if someone would actually burn the paraduma within the chaimis Yushlayim, and even if it was not done k'neged pesach, but the ma'isa was so close to the kodesh that maybe it would actually be kosher. Mashmalon, so the pasuk in Pashas Chukas taught us b'hoitzi oisa al mechutz l'machna, that you have to remove the paraduma outside of the machna for shchita as well as sreifa, and therefore if someone would shecht or burn the paraduma inside the chaimis Yushlayim, then it would still be pasul. And as Taisa states in Divrei Maschal, al v'fnim an achaimah de kuvi v'karva im tiskasha k'mashmalon the psulim mishum debayi chutzal shor shmachnois. The Gemara now continues and explains the machlekes between Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish, and really the Gemara is bothered that why didn't Rabbi Yechanan say like Rish Lakish when our Mishnah mentioned chutz migita? It's referring to someone that did shchita or did sreifa of the paraduma outside of a spot that was previously inspected for tumas hatayim. And the Gemara explains amamar amalei Rabbi Yechanan, as Rabbi Yechanan responds to Rish Lakish that midiraisa there's no requirement to inspect the makayim we're going to burn the paraduma, as v'aloi kol Eretz Yisrael beduki, that Eretz Yisrael is becheskas beduka. We don't have to be concerned that there are masons that are buried very far down underneath the ground, and therefore there's no requirement for inspection midiraisa. And the Gemara therefore is b'maikam miflegi, and was the machlekes between Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish. And the Gemara explains masav yored mabel Eretz Yisrael, as Rish Lakish holds that the mabel actually came into Eretz Yisrael, and therefore there were people that were dead in Eretz Yisrael. We have to be chayshish for tumas tatayim. However, masav leyorad, and Rabbi Yechanan holds that the mabel never came to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore we don't have to be concerned for tumas hatayim. The Gemara continues, Amr Nachma Yitzchak Shnei Mikra Echadashu, and Rav Nachma Yitzchak explains that both Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechanan learned this from one pasuk, as the pasuk in Cheskel states, Ben Adam Amalah At Eretz Loi Mitahirihi Loi Gushma B'yom Zam. Rabbi Yechanan Sava Tumi Mitah Mikra Eretz Yisrael Min Loi Mitahirat Klum Yardo Alecha Gushon B'yom Zam. That Akash Baruch Hu was talking to Yecheskel about Eretz Yisrael, and he said, Eretz Yisrael, are you not clean? And did the rains of the Mabel actually go into Eretz Yisrael? And certainly Eretz Yisrael is tar. However, Rish Lakish who holds that the Mabel actually went to Eretz Yisrael, so he learns the pasuk Kepashtei Eretz Loi Mutariat Loi Yardu Alayach Gushon B'yom Zam. That Eretz Yisrael is not a land that is clean, as the waters of the Mabul certainly went to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the Mesim are buried deep into the ground, and there is Tumas Tahayim in Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara continues, Esfer Rish Lakish Rabbi Echron, and Rish Lakish will bring a Raya that there was Tumas Tahayim in Eretz Yisrael from a Mishnah Masechtas Para. As the Mishnah Masechtas Para states, Chatzeris Hayu Bishlayim Benuyas Al Sela, V'tachtein Cholo M'pnei Kavatayim, U'mevi'in Noshim U'boris, V'yoldis M'gadli Shom B'neim L'Para, U'mevi'in Shvarim V'al Gabim T'lasais, V'tinoikis Yishon Aleim, V'kai Shalavim B'yodan, Negilu Shalayach, Yardu U'molu, Olu V'yashvu B'mekayman. And we know that the Tzedukim learned that the Kohen that burns the Paraduma has to be completely tar and can't be in the state of Har Shemesh. However, the Chacham held that even a Kohen who's Tvul Yoyim can burn the Paraduma, and therefore the Chacham made a Takana in order to be Lahitzim Uliban Shal Tzedukim, that the Chacham specifically went Metame a Kohen and made sure that he was a Tvul Yoyim when burning the Paraduma. And since they relied on this Kula, the Chacham made other Milas and other Chumris and restrictions when bringing the Paraduma in order to make sure that people weren't Makel in the Paraduma. And the Mishnah Masechtas Para teaches us one of these Chumrais, that they would have women and were expecting go to have their babies in a designated Chatzin Yishlayim that was built in a way that they knew that there was no Tumah, as it would verify that there were no Mason buried there by digging down until bedrock or virgin soil, and they left a cavity or a Chalal Tefach in order that even if there was Tumas Mace, it would not be able to be Bekas for Allah, as otherwise Tumah is Oilad Arakia. And once these young children were born and lived in this Chatzah and grew up until the point that they were old enough to carry water, but before they reached the age of 9, as they weren't yet old enough to be tummy from Shechva Zera, and these children were the ones that helped in the process of drawing the water for the Paraduma, and they would bring oxen and place large boards that are not Mekabel Tumah on the oxen, and the children would ride on top of these boards, which formed a Chalal Tefach between the boards and the ground, and they would be taken from the Chatzah to the Shiloyach, and they would get off of the oxen, they would draw water for the Paraduma from the Meir Shiloyach using stone kalim that can't become tummy, and then they would go back on the oxen, and they would bring this water to the Beis HaMikdash. And Rish Lakish Raya against Rabbi Echron is that clearly we see that Chum were concerned about Tumas Meis, even Eretz Yisrael. However, the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, Maila Asu B'Para, that as we mentioned, the Chum made many Mailas in the Tyre of the Paraduma, and this was one of the Mailas, but really there's no concern for Tumas Meis in Eretz Yisrael. In reality, this did not have to be done, as Rashi previously brought down, that they would have other Mailas, and for example, they would make sure that the other Kohanim would not come into contact with the Kohen that was going to burn the Paraduma, and they would also do Hazah of the May Paraduma on the Kohen that would burn the Paraduma for 7 days prior to doing this process. And as Rashi states, V'hayo elo tinoikeis mimalim mechatos mazon lov ayin sham. As Rashi states, Maila asu b'para mishum kula de kilu ba mishum tzedukim shahayo imim b'mara v'shemesh hoisinases, therefore lahoitzi b'libun shal tzedukim, so the chamo mitamen zakoyin umachbin la'isai. They specifically did not wait for Har HaShemesh, v'sar for Tful Yoyim, asu b'maylis achiris, le'le zalzul ba, u'miyum shachtu b'mokim she'im bodukla, le'mifzul b'hachi, d'chol Eretz Yisrael b'duki, as really Rabbi Yechlin is correct, that the entire Eretz Yisrael is boduk, and we don't have to be concerned for Tumas Tatahayim. And the Gemara now continues, eis for Rabbi Yechlin Reish Lakish, the Rabbi Yechlin will bring a raya from a b'raisa against Reish Lakish, and he will prove that there was no Tumah in Eretz Yisrael, and there were no Mesei Mabul that were in Eretz Yisrael. And the b'raisa states, pam echad matzu atzamais b'lishkas d'yere eitzim, therefore, bikshu l'gzer tumal yishlayim, and amar bishual raglo v'oma, loy bushu chlim hulanu, shenigzer tumal eir viseinu, ayim mesim mabol, ayim mesim nuvuchanetza. And the Braisa tells us that there was one time that they found bones of a dead body, the lishka where they would keep wood, and they want to be gezer tumal yishlayim, as they felt that this proved that we have to be concerned that there is other tumah that's buried underneath the ground in yishlayim. And Rabbi Shua got up and he stated that this is a bush and chlim with us, that we should be gezer tumah on the city of our forefathers. The way Rabbi Yechon understands the Braisa, Rabbi Shua continued and stated that we are the Mesim of the Mabul, and certainly the Mabul didn't even come into Eretz Yisrael, and therefore we don't have to be concerned about any Mesim, and the entire land was protected from Tumah. And similarly, we are the Mesim that Nebuchadnezzar killed at the end of Bayis Rishon, and certainly we know that they were cleared out of Eretz Yisrael, and there is no Tumah in Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbi Yechon continues with his Raya, Midakamahachi Lablo Memud Loi Havru, by the fact that we stated Ayin Mesim Mabul, that it must be that there were no Mesim Mabul, and the Meir Mabul never came to Eretz Yisrael. And as Rashi states, Ayin Mesim Mabul Shemitzarim Misham Mekaymos V'Kanein Mitzarim, that we find Mesim Mabul in other places, but we don't find him in Eretz Yisrael. And Ayin Erugin Nebuchadnezzar Shaharigba V'Hufnu Kulam Vein Echon Matzuba. And even though we know that Nebuchadnezzar killed people, however, certainly we removed them from Eretz Yisrael. And Al Kachinu Bedukei, and therefore Al Nochach, the whole Yushlayim, the whole Eretz Yisrael, is Becheskas Peduka, and therefore we can't be Geuza Tum on Yushlayim. And keep in mind that we will be Geurus in the next Gemara, like the Bach, and like Rashi seems to be Geurus, and we will not be Geurus the last two words on the Amid, and the first two words on Amid Beis, and we will not be Geurus the words Vi Ifne Ha Ifne. And Lefi Zed, the next few lines are all the answer of Reish Lakish to Rabbi Ichran, as Reish Lakish states, that certainly even you would agree that they were definitely Haruka Nevuchanetzah, and even though the Brisa stated, I am Mason Nevuchanetzah, but certainly they were Mason, Elahavu Vahufnu, but the Maisa they were Mason, and they cleared them out, and therefore we know that the Mason that died at that period of time were already removed and buried outside of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, when Rabbi Shua stated, I am Mason Abel, he refers to the same idea, Tachanami Habu Vahufnu, as Rabbi Shua is telling us that even though certainly they were Mason Mabel, as the Mayor Mabel came to Yushlayim and killed the people in Yushlayim, however, ultimately they took them out of Yushlayim and they buried them outside of Yushlayim. And Reish Lakish continues that if I'm going to tell you that they actually took the Basim out of Yushlayim, how could I explain the Mishnah that the Mishnah meant to say that you had to actually be Boydik, the area where they would burn the Paraduma, and they would be concerned about any Mason that were buried underneath the ground, as L'chari they removed all the Mason Mabel, and why should we be concerned about Tumas HaTayim? And we continue on Daf Kofi Gemara Beis, and Reish Lakish continues, Nehidif the Mishlayim, Mikul Eretz Yisrael, like Ifni, as even though I just explained that they removed the Mason of the Mabel out of Yushlayim, but that was specifically out of Yushlayim, but they did not remove the Mason out of the areas that are outside Yushlayim and from the entire Eretz Yisrael, and therefore we have to be Choshish for Tumas HaTayim in any area that's out of Yushlayim. That's why they had to be sure to be Boydik the area where they would burn the Paraduma and where they would Shech the Paraduma. That's why I explained that the Mishnah is talking about a case where they shechted or they burnt the Paraduma in an area that was not Baduk and was not inspected for Tumas HaTayim. And the Gemara continues, Ikid Amri, that others have a different version as to what the question was from the previous Braisa, as some say that the Parashah was not from Rabbi Ichran and Reish Lakish, but instead, Eitz Reish Lakish to Rabbi Ichran, Reish Lakish asked the question to Rabbi Ichran, that since the Braisa stated, Ayim Mesim Abel, Ayim Mesim Vuchanetzah, my love, min Hanu Havu, Hanu Nami Havu, that since certainly all agree that the Vuchanetzah killed people in Yishlayim, then certainly there were people that were killed during the Mabel, and the Mayor Mabel came to Yishlayim and Teretz Yisrael, and should be a riot against Rabbi Ichran. However, the Gemara continues, the Rabbi Ichran will respond, Midi Iria, Hakid Isa, Vahakid Isay, that in the Chanami, although certainly there were Mason that were killed by Nebuchadnezzar, but by the gate of Mabel, the reason why there were no Mason in Yushlayim is because the Mayor Mabel actually did not reach Yushlayim and did not come to Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara continues, Isve and Reish Lakish asked the following question, Rabbi Ichran, that how can you see that the Mabel did not come to Eretz Yisrael if the Pasuk in Parshas Noach states, Kol HaShenishmas Ruach Chayim Ba'apov Mikol HaShem B'chorov HaMesu, and therefore it's mashma that everything on the dry land died, that would include the entire world and including Eretz Yisrael. And as Reish Lakish continues, as Bishlim Ledi Damina Yor Mabel Eretz Yisrael Mishum HaChimesu, so it makes sense that according to me that the Mabel went to Eretz Yisrael, so that's why all the people on dry land died, including in Eretz Yisrael. But according to you that the Mabel did not reach Eretz Yisrael, then how did they die and why did they die? And the Gemara answers Mishum Havla that in a Chanami the Mabel did not get Eretz Yisrael and there was no water in Eretz Yisrael. However, the bad ear that the Mabel created in the world, that did travel to Eretz Yisrael, and that caused the people in Eretz Yisrael to die. Kid Rav Chista, and this is like Rav Chista taught us, the Amr Rav Chista, B'reishchen Kilklu B'shich V'zera, V'reishchen Indainu, as Ksiv Hacha, as in Pashas Noach, the Pasuk states, V'yizkar Elikim Es Noach, V'eskol Achai, V'eskol Behema, She'ita Bateva, V'yav Elikim Ruach Al Aretz, V'yishoyku Amoyim, and the Ksiv Hasam, and in Megillas Esther, the Pasuk states, V'yislu Es Homon Al Eitz, Ashehechel Mordechai, V'chamas HaMelech Shechacha, and Rav Chista taught us that the Mabel was Mida Kenegin Mida, as since it was V'tishach Yitzharis L'funei Elikim, and people were being Mizana with each other, and their Aver was with Shech V'zera, which is hot, so therefore the water that came in the Mabel was also boiling water, and there was a terrible Hevel that was created by this hot water, and that reached Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Chista understands this based on the fact that in Pashas Noach, the Pasuk used the term by Yeshoyko Amayim in order to tell us that the water subsided and the water calmed down. And when the Pasuk in Megillas Esther describes Achashverosh's anger cooling down and subsiding, so the Pasuk uses a similar term as the Pasuk states, V'chamas HaMelech Shechacha. Therefore, we see that the Me'er Mabel was actually hot and the water cooled down at the end of the Mabel. And Rashi is bothered that if Rabbi Yechon agrees that the people in Eretz Yisrael died from the Hevel, so L'chari there were Mesim in Eretz Yisrael as well, and what happened to those bodies, and Zok Rashi that there was a chilul between Eretz Yisrael and the rest of the world. And as Rashi explains that since in Eretz Yisrael Yisrael, they die only from the Hevel, so therefore cover my bar machreim with batik faris, and therefore Rabbi Yechon holds that in Eretz Yisrael, we didn't have to be concerned about a kavod tohaim, and if you're Rabbi Yechon, the only time that we have to worry about a kavod tohaim is only in the rest of the world, and as Rashi states, being lochish l'chol ha'aretz el l'shar ratzei shoyu shamabel v'nishko betit, and because there was so much hot water that destroyed the entire world, therefore the bones of the people that died were buried deep into the ground, and the Gemara continues, Ikad Amri, and others have a version that from this pasuk in the Torah, Rabbi Yechon actually asks a question to Reish Lakish, as Esau Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, that the pasuk states, Mikol Shebacharav Mesu, as Bishleim Levida, Mina Lo Yar Mabla Eretz Yisrael, so Mishum Hachik Siv Charava, and therefore the pasuk tells us that even in the places where it was dry in the world, and for example Eretz Yisrael, the people died over there as well, based on the Hevel. However, Rabbi Yechon, but according to you, that there was water all over the world, including in Eretz Yisrael, so why is the pasuk state that everyone died that was on dry land if there was no dry land at all? And the Gemara answers that in Chenami there was no dry land in the world. However, the pasuk is just telling us that the Mabul killed anyone that was in an area where there was dry land originally, and this comes to exclude the fish of the sea. And Kidrav Chista, the Amrav Chista, Bedar Mabul, and once again in the Ikad Amri, the Gemara's Teretz comes from a member of Rav Chista, as Rav Chista taught us that the pasuk states Mikol Shebacharav Mesu, and the pasuk is teaching us that was Dafka the people as well as the animals that lived on dry land that were killed during the Mabul. However, the fish of the sea were not killed during the Mabul, as they were not Nizdave B'she'ena Minoy. And the Mefarshim explained that even though the Mea Mabul was hot water and that should have killed all the fish, however, in the seas the fish remained at a normal temperature, and that was an additional nace. And Ayin Ridva, Mesechtes Kedushin Adaf Yigimu, who states, Pirish Lehishchis Kolbasa Dakoi El Ala Oretz, Lehnenshu Bavoyin Oretz, and therefore the Dogim Shemiyam did not get punished Bavoyin Oretz. Ayin Ridak, who explains that during the Mabul, the entire Bria was destroyed, and Imma Yumasim Kol Dogim Shoyi Bichol Yamim, Hine Ovida Minahu Minahilam, then those Minim would have been extinct from the entire world, and Vilay Ra Kel Yisparech Lehashkis Kol Ilam Lachzir Lateo Vayu, Vilay Livra Ilam Chada, Shere Hishim Kol Min Omin, Vamalach Yasim Nech Bateva, Vadogim Lehilam Derech Lach Yasim, Lahashim Nech Bateva, as Kila Yichu Kim Bemayim, and Ayin Rashi Nasugya, Chorov de Mikura, Koydim Mabul. And before we continue with the next Gemara, the Gemara will teach us that there was a type of an animal called a Rima, which was a very large animal, and both the male and the female of this creature survived the Mabul. And as we know from the Gemara Mesechtes Nida, on Daf Samach Alpha and Beis, the Rabbi Yechon teaches us, when the Pasuk in Pashas Lech Lecha states, Vayavei HaPolet, that this refers to Oig Melech HaBashan, who was Polet and was saved from the Mabul, and he also survived the Mabul. And there's a remez, as the Pasuk states, Vayishar Ach Noyach, and the words Ach Noyach are Gematria Oig. And our Gemara now continues, that Bishleim Lamanda Oma Leyor Mabul Eretz Yisrael, Hainu Dekar Mimo Hasam, that Bishleim according to Rabbi Yechon that holds that the Mabul did not get Eretz Yisrael, so it makes sense that the Rima was able to survive as it stood in Eretz Yisrael, and as Tesis points out, that it wasn't affected by the Hevel, and Ayin and Tap Tesis and Amid, Ba'afagab the Chol Hashem, Mesu Bahavla, Mach Mashay Godol Vigiba, Lo Hizik Lo Hevel. However, Agamar is, El Lamanda Amay Yorad, Rima Hechakam, but according to Reish Lakish, that the Mabul was all over the world, then where was the Rima standing, and how was he able to survive? And the Gemara explains, Amar Bayanai, Guria Sechdisu Beteva, the Inachanami didn't stay out of the Teva, and there were young Rimais or cubs that were brought into the Teva by Noyach, and that's how they survived the Mabul. However, the Gemara continues and asks that how can you say that a small Re'im was able to fit into the Teva, and not only was one able to fit into the Teva, but two were able to fit into the Teva, as Noyach must have brought a Zachar in the Keva, but certainly that can't be, as Amrav B'chanel, the Didi Chazli, Uzilo, the Rima, Basyema, the Havi Kehar Tava, and the Har Tava Kamahavya, Abon Parsi, and Mashcha de Savari, Tlasa Parsi, and Marvata de Risha, Paso Palga, Ramo Kufta, the Zachar Yardano, and we know in the famous Gemara in Mesechtes Bar Basra and Perak HaMeches Esfina, the Rabbi B'chanan tells us that I saw a young Re'im that was one day old and it was the size of the mountain called Tavar, and we know that the size of HaTavar is 40 Parsa and the length of its neck was 3 Parsa even when it was a day old, and when it placed its head down to rest it took up a Parsa and a half, and when it relieved itself the dung from the small Re'im stuffed up the entire Yardin, and therefore we see that even a tiny Re'im is very large and would not fit into the Teva. And even if you will say that the Gemara Mesechtes Bar Basra is a Guzman Ba'alma, but certainly it was very large and it couldn't fit into the Teva. And the Gemara answers, a Rabbi Yechron, Roshi Echnisu L'Teva, that in a Chanam, the entire Re'im did not have to go into the Teva, and it only stuck its head into the Teva. But the Gemara is, we just stated from Rabbi Bechana that when it rested its head, it took up an area of 1.5 Pasa, and certainly even its head could not fit into the Teva. And the Gemara therefore states, Al Reish Koitma Echnisu L'Teva, that only the tip of his nose was placed into the Teva, and this way was able to breathe, and the Re'im held onto the Teva during the Mabul. And the Gemara now changes gears and will ask a question on Rabbi Yechron, as why did Rabbi Yechron have to explain that Reish Echnisu L'Teva, if Ba'am Rabbi Yechron Layor Mabul Eretz Yisrael, if Rabbi Yechron himself held that the Mabul did not get to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the Re'im could have stayed in Eretz Yisrael and wouldn't have been harmed, and therefore there was no reason for the Re'im to place his nose into the Teva. And the Gemara responds, the Rabbi Yechron only gave this teretz in order to have an answer for Reish Lakish, and Rabbi Yechron himself actually would not hold like that, and he held that the Re'im survived by staying in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara continues and asks Reish Lakish, that how could we say the Re'im stuck its nose into the Teva and that's how he survived, but Valkasagya Teva, the Teva continuously moved, and the nose of the Re'im would have fallen out of the Teva, and he would have fallen into the water, and he would have drowned. And the Gemara answers, Reish Lakish, kind of kashu b'teva, that they tied its horns onto the Teva, and this way the Re'im didn't fall off the Teva. And the Gemara continues to ask, V'am Rav Chista, Anshe Dar Mabul, Bereskin Kilkul, Bereskin Udainu, and since it was boiling water, so that would have killed the Re'im by itself, and how did the Re'im survive? However, the Gemara responds, V'l Tamech, and even if we will hold, like Rabbi Yechron, that there was no water in Eretz Yisrael, and the Re'im was standing in Eretz Yisrael, but we still have a problem, as Teva Hechisagya, since the Pasuk tells us, Aseh Lecha Tevas Atzei Goyfer, Kinim Tassas Ateva, V'chafato Isim, V'chafato Isim, V'chafato. When the Teva was traveling in hot water, and the hot water would have melted the tar in a pitch, and how would the actual Teva survive the Mabul? And as we pointed out before, and Rashi states, and the Gemara didn't answer that Oig was standing in Eretz Yisrael, as the Gemara felt that Oig was holding on to the Teva, and that's the way he was saved. And therefore, the Gemara explains, it must be, and it must be that it was the name that the water that was surrounding the Teva was cooler, and therefore it didn't affect the actual tar of the Teva, and it also did not affect the Rima, and it didn't affect the Melech HaBashan. And the Gemara now continues and asks another question on Reish Lakish. How could Reish Lakish say that we're concerned about Kevat HaHayim because of the Mesim Mabul, but even Reish Lakish agrees that all the corpses of all the people that died in the Mabul went down to Babel, and as our Gemara is, Reish Lakish, Nehi Nami Diyor Mabul Eretz Yisrael, V'Lei Pash Tamar Mesa, Da Am Reish Lakish, Lama Nikushma Metzula, Shekal Mesim Mabul Nitzalusham. Reish Lakish taught us that why is the Pasuk in Yeshaya refer to Babel as Metzula, and as the Pasuk in Yeshaya states, Ha'im Latzula Charabi, Nari Sayach Oivish, and that's because all the Mesim that died in the Mabul loaded down to the deep part of the world, which was Babel, and therefore even Reish Lakish himself agrees that the corpses of the Mabul did not remain in Yerushalayim and in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yechon Amar, Lama Nikushma Shinar, Shekal Mesim Mabul in Narisham. Bichron states that why was Babel called Eretz Shinar? And as the Pasuk in Pashas Noach in Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud tells us, but he raises Mamlachte Babel, the Erech Va'akad Balchamler, the Eretz Shinar. And Rabbi Yechon explains because all the corpses that died during the Mabul, they were shaken out and they were dumped into Babel. And if so, why would Reish Lakish state that we have to be Choshish for Kevatayim? And the Gemara answers the Efshad Le'idabku, that in the Chanami, most of the Mesim went to Babel, but certainly there were some corpses that got stuck in Eretz Yisrael, and as Rashi states, batit, that they got stuck in the mud. And the Gemara now continues, Amravo, Lama Nikushma Shinar, Shemina Eres Ashirea, that why is Babel called Shinar, as the wealthy people over there get shaken up, and they don't retain their wealth? As Rashi explains, In Ashirea Miskayamin, Mipnei She'inu Mirachmim Alabriya, Is Kraminu Mesechtes Beya, Ashirei Babel Yor De Gehenim Hein. However, the Gemara is, for Kachazin and Dehavu, that we do find many wealthy people in Babel, and the Gemara answers, Tlasadari Lai Mashchei, that even though we'll find a generation or two of wealthy people, however, the wealth will not continue for three generations. And the Gemara continues, Amrab Ami, Kola Ichel Mafar Shel Bavo, Kilo Ichel Besar Vesav, that anyone eats the dirt of Bavo, it's as if he's eating the bust of his ancestors. And as Rashi Mesechtes Shabbos states, Shemeshu Shem Begoyla, that this refers to the people that were taken to Golos and were taken to Bavo by Nebuchadnezzar, and ultimately they were killed there, or ultimately they died in Bavo. And the Gemara continues, Tain Ami Hachi, Kola Ichel Mafar Shel Bavo, Kilo Ichel Besar Vesav, as Rabbi Ami just stated, however, others explain, is as if they're eating shkatzim v'ramasim. Masim, and as Rashi and Arsugi explains, Kilo Eichel Shkatsim Rav Masim Shel Mabol, and is not referring to bodies, but it's referring to Shkatsim Rav Masim that died during the Mabol. The Gemara continues to quote from a Mishnah, as the Mishnah stated, V'chin Sara Mishtalech, Shehikra B'chutz Potar, Shenem Vel Pesach HaYomayid Le'aviyu, Kol She'in Roy Love Vel Pesach HaYomayid, In Chayavin Love, and therefore you would not be Chayav V'shut Eichutz. And in the Havamina Gemara, the Gemara thinks we're talking about the Sara Mishtalech that was together with the Sara Lashem, and was prior to the girl, and it was also prior to Vidui, and some Agurus in our Gemara, Sara Mishtalech, Lav Roy L'Pesach HaYomayidu, that how can you say the Sara Mishtalech is not Roy L'Pesach HaYomayid, nor Tanya, but we learned in the Braisa, not like that. This Gemara begins in the middle of the Braisa, and Rashi brings down the rest of the Braisa, as the Braisa begins that the Pasuk and Pashas Achrim Mois bin Gei Shchut Eichut states, that L'Pesach HaYomayid Le'yaviyu L'Hakrev Karban L'Hashem, L'Fnei Mishkan HaShem, Dam Yechosh L'Ishahu, Dam Shafach, V'Nichus HaYishahu Mikarav Amai, and since the Pasuk states L'Hakrev Karban, so Dorish Le'y B'Teres Kainim, Ala Karban Chayiv, Ve'in Chayiv, Ala Shech Echul B'Fnim, so you only Chayiv on a Karban that you makrev outside of the Beis HaMikdash. However, the opposite would not be true, and if someone shechs chulin in the Azara, there would not be chayiv karis. And our Braisa now continues, oy karbin, or should we say that when the pasuk states karbin, so shemeyani afilu kotcha beta gabayis, so maybe the Torah is trying to be mabar, then not only would you be chayiv v'shchut echutz, if you shech the behemoth that's royal mizbeach, and that will be used for a karbin, but one would also be chayiv karis, if you shech the behemoth that was given to the Beis HaMikdash as beta gabayis, and you shecht it outside of the Azara, shenikru karbin, as even Bedek Abayis is called a carbon, Shenemen, as the Pasuk in Matthew states, Nakri ves carbon Hashem, Isha Shemotza Klezov, Atzod of Itzamid, Tabas, Ogil, Vichumaz, Lchapa, Nafshisein, Lufne Hashem. And the Pasuk describes when Klai Yisrael came back from Chamas Midyan with all of the booty, that they gave that to the Beis HaMikdash for the Bedek Abayis. And Lemaisa, the Pasuk uses the term carbon, and therefore we see that the term carbon could even refer to Bedek Abayis. And maybe the Torah is telling us that if one would shecht the behemoth that was given to Bedek Abayis, and they shechted outside of the Azara, then they'd be chayiv karis. However, the Braisa teaches us Talmud Lema, so the Pasuk and Pashas Achrim stated, Vel Pesach Ilmoid Leyaviu, and therefore we learn out, Mishuroi Lovid Ba Ilmoid, Nyatsu Kotche Bedekabayas, She'en and Ruin Le Pesach Ilmoid, and Ayn Rashi states, Anishimati Besaid Yuma, Lefisha Stom and Bali Mumin, as Stam Behemoths that are given to Bedekabayas are Bali Mumin, and therefore they are not Roy for Pesach Ilmoid, the Kaimalona, Matvis Tremimal Bedekabayas, Oyubaze, as someone can't be Matvis or Behemoth that's Tom to Bedek HaBayis, as he's supposed to give it as a regular carbon and not for Bedek HaBayis, as we learned in Mesechus Tumura. Avod in Yasugya, and Ilam Kan, that filu Tom Nami Kari in a Roy, as Benegay Asugya, even if someone were to give in a behemoth that's a Tom to Bedek HaBayis, then you would still not be Chayef for Shchut Echutz, as the Loy Hua said, Lava Yal Ramayid, as Lemaisa, this will not be brought as a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and just like we find Benegay the Paraduma, that even though it's a Tumim and it doesn't have a Mum, and really the Paraduma could be brought as a carbon into the Beis HaMikdash. However, certainly one would not bring the Paraduma as a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, and it's going to be used as a Paraduma and will be shechted outside of the Azara. And therefore, any Kotcha Bedek HaBayis is still categorized as Ein Ruin L'Pesach HaYomayid, and some bring another few points of the Braisa. But our Gemara continues with the next part of the Braisa that's actually relevant to the Gemara's question. As the Braisa now states, Oitzei Se'ilu She'en Ruin, so we're only going to be Moitzei these things which are not Roy, Lavi L'Pesach HaYomayid, V'lo Oitzei Sar and we should not be mitzi the Sarah Mishtalech, which is roy to come to the Pesach HaElamayid, as certainly you have to bring both of the Seirim into the HaElamayid in order to do the Geirel, and even after the Geirel, you have to have the two Seirim there in order to say Vidui on the Sarah Lashem and the Sarah Lazazel. And clearly this Braisa teaches us that from the words of El Pesach HaElamayid Le'yaviyai, we can't learn that one is not Chayiv Kares for shechting the Sarah Mishtalech outside of the Azara. And as the Braisa continues, Talmud Leiman Lashem, that the Makor that teaches us that if someone shecht the Sar Mishtaleach Chutz LaZara, that they would not be Chayiv Kares for Shchut Echutz, is from the word Lashem, and the Sar Mishtaleach is not Miyuchad Lashem. And the Gemara answers that in a Chanami we need both these Psukim, as Loi Kasha Kan Koidim Hagrola Kan La'ach Hagrola, that this Braisa is teaching us that even if someone would shecht the Sar Mishtaleach outside of the Azara prior to having the Goyrol, and even though it's still Royal LePesach HaElmoed, however LeMais it's not Lashem, and therefore the Chi of Kars would not apply. Now a Mishnah is discussing a person that shecht the Sar Mishtaleach outside of the Azara, and it was after Hagrala, and once there was already a Goyrel, then this Sar Mishtaleach is no longer Royal Pesach HaElmoed, and therefore the Makar that there is no Chi of Kars is from the beginning of the Pasuk that states, Vel Pesach HaElmoed Lo Yaviyu, However, the Gemara continues that how can you say that after the girl it's not royal Pesach HaMoed, but achagrol and namel ikavidoi, that even after you did the girl and you know that this is the Sarah Mishaleach, it still has to be brought into the Azara, as the Kohen Gadol still has to say vidui. And the Gemara answers, Alamara money, loikasha, kan koidim vidu, kan lacha vidui, that in chenami, the same basic teretz applies. When the Brisa brought down the Makar from the word Lashem, that is referring to any Sarah Mishaleach that's prior to girl and prior to vidui, as that's still royal Pesach HaMoed. And when our Mishnah brought the Makar of the Pesach HaMoed Loyavi, that is specifically referring to a Sarah Mishaleach that was shechted outside Azara, that was already after Hagrola and after Vidui, and therefore certainly the Sarah Mishaleach is not royal Pesach HaMoed any longer. Before we finish, let us go back to Taisus and Daf Kuf Yigum Omanalo, Diba Maska Lo Yardu Mabel Eretz Yisrael. Taisus bothered the Hakar Rabbi Yechon state that there was no Mabel Eretz Yisrael, but the Pasuk states in Pashas Noyach, Vayichusu Kol HaHarim Agvoyim Ashetachas Kol HaShemayim, and he brings down a conversation between a Kuti and the donkey driver Rabbi Shmuel Barbesi. He responded to the Kuti that when the Pasuk states Vayichusu Kol HaHarim Agvoyim Ashetachas Kol HaShemayim, that actually includes Hagrizim, therefore would seem against Rabbi Yechon. However, Taisus explains the Shema Yishleima, the Vayichusu Kol HaHarim Haynu Sheshalot Havla Mabel B'chol Mokayim Kedamunil Kamon, the Mesu B'Havla, and that is what it means, that it actually affected Hagrizim as well. And then Taisus brings down Inami Lo Isi Kuti Neskavim Lidchos Bekash, that in a Chenami they weren't giving a real teres to the Kuti, and Vikro Lo Kosho, and from the Pasuk itself is not Shver, the Mokim Shior Mabel Hasim Ka'omer Sheskasu Harim, that the Torah doesn't mean that it was actually water all over, but it means to say that anywhere where the Mabel affected, so the water was higher than the mountaintops. And Ayin Rabbeinu Bechaya in Pashas Noyach, who explains the Shita Rabbi Echron, Hine Zel Chveida Oretz L'Malosa, Lo Niftichu Alea, Rubei Seshamayim, Vlo Nifku Tachta, Mayonos Toim Rabba. Also, Ayin Taisis Diva Maschel, Mevi Noshim Ubrois, Vyolde Shom, and Taisis states, Afal Pisha Tinaikis Tamei and Benida, Vyoledes, that even though the Tinaikis became Tamei through Nida and through Yoledes, as they touched their mother either during childbirth or while they were nursing from their mothers. And Taisis explains, Lo Hayachoshin, Ala Shom, Matumas Mace, the Boy Azah, that they were only Choshish for Tumas Mace, which requires Azah. And in addition, Matuma Yoitsa Megufon, Kogon Balkari, and as we previously mentioned, once these children were over 9 years old, then they weren't royal lekach, as they were choshish for them being balkari. And Ayin the Meiri Masechta Sukkah on Daf Chafalav, who states v'yesh mifashim shelo yoinkim meimuseim ad sheyitaru u'mishen taru v'schul lahanek anastalku dom mehem, and number two b'shas leida tumas beis astarimi, and therefore that was not an issue. And also Ayin Taisis diu amaschol molu v'olu v'yashu v'mekayman, as Taisis is k'sas tima ma mail b'tinaikis the safe b'in ish b'shas kiddush shenoyis ne'if b'mayim oy b'shas azol Rabbi Yehuda il Rabbanon k'nemuchu perak Torah for kafi. And in our sugya, Taisis doesn't give a teretz. However, Ayin Taisis in Masech the Sukkah and Daf Chaf Aleph, where Taisis brings the same question, and Taisis answers v'yesh leimar the mashahoy yochel sakim misaknu mishem maigla. And even though it wasn't perfect, but the kula milsa maigla ba'alma k'di isu breishuma. And let us also see the bottom two Taisis, as Taisis states maigla asu b'para Reish Lakish nami yadu the maigla asu, that even though Reish Lakish knew that this was only a maigla, however Reish Lakish held the ilo yard mabel eretz Yisrael in royal lasus maigla zu. And Taisis continues and asks umi uksas kasha the moed Rabbi Echron makes a behavla k'dala kamon, that even Rabbi Echron agrees that there were people that died in Eretz Yisrael from the hevel of the mabel, as we learned. And similarly, I in the next Taisis midakama ayin meisim mabel mechlal de loy havu, where Taisis asks hema Rabbi Echron gufi tikshulei hacha the mesu behavla. Even Rabbi Echron agrees that the people in Eretz Yisrael died from the hevel of the mabel, ayin and Taisis. And finally, let's see the beginning of the second Taisis on Daf Kufi Gemara Beis, where the Gemara mentioned Uzil Derima, and Rabbeinu Tam explains this is Oifa Shel Reim, that this is the young child of Reim, the Oifa Ayala Metagmina Uzila de Ayala, the Rima who Reim, the Laker of Shmuel de Goris, and this is not like Rashbam that is Goris and Hamechas Asfina, Uzila de Yama, Umufar Dag Shel Yam, and Taisis explains that certainly you can't say that this was a creature that lived in the sea, because our Gemara just stated that any creature that lived in the sea did not die during the Mabel. And as Taisis states, V'agavriya to lay dock to amahachalay nigzugzir al dogam shabiyam ayin sham, and we will stop over here.